Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
Well, despite what many people say, there's good reason to think that many American wood companies will eventually seek eco-certification for their wood products. First off, consumers in the United States don't treat all advertising the same. They distinguish between advertising claims that companies make about their own products and claims made by independent certification agencies. Americans have a lot of confidence in independent consumer agencies. Thus, ecologically minded Americans are likely to react very favorably to wood products ecologically certified by an independent organization with an international reputation for trustworthiness. Second point. Of course it's true that American consumers care a lot about price. Who doesn't? But studies of how consumers make decisions show that price alone determines consumers' decisions only when the price of one competing product is much higher or lower than another. When the price difference between two products is small, say less than 5%, as is the case with certified wood, Americans often do choose on factors other than price. And Americans are becoming increasingly convinced of the value of preserving and protecting the environment. And third, U.S. wood companies should definitely pay attention to what's going on in the wood business internationally, not because of foreign consumers, but because of foreign competition. As I just told you, there's a good chance that many American consumers will be interested in eco-certified products. And guess what? If American companies are slow capturing those customers, you can be sure that foreign companies will soon start crowding into the American market, offering eco-certified wood that domestic companies don't.
Summarize the points made in the lecture, being sure to explain how they cast doubt on specific points made in the reading passage.